Deborah D. Costello, west of Road 282, 516 feet south of Diane Drive, being lot 11 with Avery and Acres Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
This is my last one of the evening, members of the board. This case is slightly different. This is a situation where one couple bought two lots side by side. And sometime in the early 70s, I'm not sure the exact date, they built their home on the one lot, clearly on the one lot, and left the other lot vacant. Possibly because if you look at the survey, the line is a tilted line, and I'm going to guess that that's the reason it's too close to the one side. Had that been had the boundary line between the two lots been straighter, this is just a guess, it would have made up for that 1.5 feet. But the house is too close to that one property line. Now, before this problem was actually noted just before the settlement. The seller, though, came to the county, wanted to be sure that encroachment would not prevent the second lot from being a legal buildable lot. And the county did, they just over the counter approved it as being, saying it still remained as two lots. And that, of course, recommended seeking the variance on the house. Because the property line, while this kind of thing, if you own the same lot, you can correct in theory by reconfiguring the property line. As you know, in a subdivision, to reconfigure property lines could involve a great deal of effort, and particularly in a development such as Arabian Acres, which unfortunately has no homeowners association, it would probably be an impossibility because it would probably require the consent of 100% of the property owners. The building has been there, like I say, for more than 30 years. I'm just not sure the exact date. Again, no way to correct that problem without either moving the property line, which again may not even be a possibility, or removing 1.5 feet from the house. And either one of those would be an extreme hardship in this case. And I said, for that reason, it's the request that the variance be granted.
Costello owns other property in the development?
No, I'm sorry. No, the same person owned both of those lots, and that's the person who built the house. Then when they sold, the Costellos bought both lots from them as one. So they only own the two lots. The Costellos own lots 11 and 12 now. They were previously owned by Reverend and Mrs. Pokish. He was a minister in Lewis. And they built the home in the 70s. And Reverend Pokish died. Mrs. Pokish just sold it. And it was, you know, prior to the sale that we learned of the problem. And as I say, that's when they came to the county and said, is that going to be a problem as far as keeping? Because the contract was contingent upon the second lot being a buildable lot still.
Mr. Mills? No further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make the motion to approve case number 9511, as I believe it is minimum variance. I don't believe it will alter the central character of the neighborhood.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson, with a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 9511. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you very much.
Case number 95.